This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and it's incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage you can count on.
To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable.
From sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50 plus, Banana Boat 360 coverage is a go-to in my house. I make sure to spray myself before I play outside with my kids. Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owners' racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7. Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Hi guys, welcome to another episode of Two Teas in a Pod. I feel like we are non-stop this week.
Well, there's so many new shows coming out. We're going to be busy. We're going to be working overtime.
We are working overtime. We finished the pods yesterday to then go home and watch four more hours.
I was in LA all day doing our photo shoot and we did a podcast in LA, then drove home in traffic for 2 hours. Sat down and then watched 4 hours of different housewife shows. I do love it, but four in a row, different shows is a little much.
Trying to
for
keep
me.
Track. Like I was like having to, especially because Miami's cast is so big. I honestly would have was taking notes, like writing their names down and then like doing a little like up arrow so I could remember each person's storyline. Cause I was like, there is 86 women in this cast.
And suddenly when you watch that many at once, they all kind of blend in. The storylines just blend in together. And you're like, wait, what show did that happen?
I know. I was like, who? And then I was like already going to previous things. I was like, I need to focus.
Okay.
We start off Beverly Hills recap. Dorit opens up to Erica and says that she and PK have had a difficult year and what Erica said made a much bigger impact. Erica says she wouldn't have said it if she knew they were in a rough spot. I actually do believe that.
Yeah.
I don't think, because I really hadn't heard anything about Dorit and PK during BravoCon last year either. And we were all very close at that time.
I mean, I knew I was sitting there when it happened at BravoCon and I thought, oh, shit, this ain't going to be good. It's not going to be good for her to get up there and say that they're having problems and to start that rumor. So I knew that it was going to be addressed on this season. Had to have been. But what I want to ask you is, what did I say last episode that has it all over the press that I'm talking about PK and Dorit's marriage.
You weren't. You said that you thought that, well, I mean, I don't know if you said that. I can't really remember. But you did say, which as some of the, my Google alerts have been popping off because I'm guilty by association.
Yeah.
That you said you felt the chip scene was a setup. Like it
is. Well, it just, I mean, so it just looked a little set up, I'm sure. PK, why are you eating chips? Stop it. And he has two bags. And he has
nothing
two bags.
Better than pizza on Hermes.
But I think I had said like it was just weird timing for that to come out in the press, like them addressing their marriage when the same episode, the Kyle and Mauricio stuff hit.
I know. So I got confused and had to actually go back and rewatch how Dorit was talking about how she took $10,000 out in cash for Christmas gifts. She had it in her handbag and the cart was stolen. The video surveillance revealed she was being followed by three men, which triggered her PTSD. My first question for you is, would you ever carry around that much cash?
Like, no.
I'm lucky if I have $8 for the valet.
I'm lucky if I have 50 cents in my purse. I don't hardly
Do
ever
have
any
change
cash.
Anymore.
Yeah, well, exactly. No, I am not one that carries cash.
I was thinking $10,000 in Christmas gifts. If I would have known that's how much money she's spending on Christmas gifts, I would have been a little nicer last year in hopes of getting something.
Back. Just something. Why carry cash and not just use a card? I don't know.
I don't know why either, because I mean, granted, I didn't have a credit card until later in life, but I've been taught since to put everything on one credit card where I get the most points.
Yeah. Oh, and then God. I go crazy. I get in trouble all the time around here because we have
around here by my husband
in this house. Yeah. You know, there's one for business. There's one for home. There's one for this. There's one for that, you know, like all these like bank cards. And it's like, you ordered clothes on the wrong one. And I'm like, oh shit. Sorry. I don't know which one's which anymore. At one point he gave me a little note to put in my wallet.
So you remember, but see, that's why I put it all on one. And then we go through and I go with a highlighter and I highlight by color, which thing it's for. Like, is this for two teas in a pod? Is this for all in? Is this personal? What it is. And then
we have one for each business.
Yeah. So who knows? Who knows? But either way, I was confused about the $10,000 cash. And if I did have $10,000 cash, that would be wrapped so tight, hidden away, not
up my butthole.
But also, where are you shopping that you have a grocery cart? Target? Like, are you bringing $10,000 to Target?
That's a good point.
Or Ralph's?
But do you really believe that Erica's comment had an impact on their marriage?
Yes.
It had an impact on their marriage. I mean, obviously,
well, no,
it went
I don't
public.
Think the comment actually did. But once the comment hit the airwaves,
yeah,
and added that extra pressure, yes, I think once
I guess if you're having problems already, it's just going to add to it.
Yes, and once people start speculating and messaging you, and then trying to find holes in your marriage, people can always find certain holes, and they're going to put you on high alert.
Yeah,
Alessandra, the matchmaker, meets with Sutton. She says she's been divorced for 7 years and is now a one date wonder. She says,
I don't think I'd ever label myself as that, even if I was. Poor Sutton.
But at this point, you can kind of see. I promise I am not being biased on Sutton. I'm really trying to understand. And it's because I've never really been able to understand her and never been like had a common.
Well, either have men.
Well,
but she's very self-aware. She says she does. She doesn't tend to click with people and does not get asked out for a second date. Sutton says it must be because she is intimidating. Yeah, that's it.
Awkward. No, she says that her intellect is bigger than most.
Oh, okay. And she doesn't dress slutty. Therefore, she doesn't get asked out on second dates. So you have that.
But I mean, I feel like the fact that she even would say her intellect is bigger than most.
Yep.
That means so is her ego, which is maybe why you're not. Maybe it's not the cat sweater. It's the ego.
It's a lot.
But it was not even necessarily that. It wasn't what her requirements are. How she said, you know, she needs this from a man. She doesn't need this. She knows what she wants. What I didn't particularly like is the way she spoke to the matchmaker.
Yeah. But you know what I'll have to say? In her defense, it takes a lot of balls to openly admit that she doesn't get a second date. And she's awkward.
But, I mean, we all see that. How does that take balls?
If you know,
it'd be like me saying, oh, I'm annoying. No shit. Everyone in there. Oh, you don't say.
You're like, not annoying.
I can be annoying. I
we all can be annoying, but.
I know, but there's not. How does it take balls to admit the truth?
Well, sometimes people are not self-aware and they don't see it. And they're
she's not obviously not fully self-aware if she's going to say that she's not ended up with a guy because she's smarter and her intellect is higher than all of them. It makes me want to meet Christian. Like, what is Christian like?
Who's Christian?
Her ex-husband. Oh. She always says the ex-husband, but Garcelle slipped out the name a couple times.
Oh.
Then Crystal gets lunch with her brother and her husband. Crystal's brother has been a pop star since he was 20 years old. He is considered the Bieber of China. Huh. 3 years ago, Jeff was engaged and living in China, but right before their wedding, the pandemic broke up and Jeff came to LA and his fiance couldn't. So that is why they broke up. Crystal says that Jeff blames her for this breakup.
Can we see what his Instagram account is? Because calling him a Bieber of China is a bit of a stretch. Justin has 73 million monthly listeners. Jeff has 7,000.
But here's the thing. Jeff is great. He's really funny. He's a good dancer. He's a good singer. He's a good entertainer. Do I 100% understand why we're hearing about this multiple years post the pandemic when he filmed all last season? Not necessarily.
No, I think he's good TV. I think he's cute. I think he's fun. I think that she knows that people like him and she likes filming with him.
I think she likes filming with anyone where she's able to, like, she likes filming with Jeff. She likes filming with Lucy. She likes filming with her husband.
But I love that her brother had to bring up that, you know, he was 40 and she was 20. And how would you like it if I brought somebody around that's 20 years younger than me? And she's, and then Crystal's like, oh my God. Okay.
True. But I do think they do seem to have a very good friendship. The three of them.
Yeah.
They all get along great. It's like they have a nice dynamic. You can tell they're all very close. But
I'm going to say there had to have been other issues. He just didn't leave his fiance because there was a pandemic.
Maybe they were having issues. Then he left. He thought he would go back. And then things
went. Then he blamed it on his sister.
Then he wanted to be mad at his sister for something and live in their nice Brentwood home.
Yeah. Okay. This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience you have to feel to believe.
It smells great, incredibly light on your skin, not greasy, amazing. Plus, no chemical smell since it's aerosol-free.
Better control means coverage you can count on with a precision pump to get all your big and little spots.
Plus, your new favorite sprayer is refillable. Save time and money, which means more fun in the sun from your friends at Banana Boat.
To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection.
If the sun's out, the fun's out. So be ready with all new Banana Boat 360 Advanced Control Mist.
It's available in Banana Boat High Performance, water-resistant sport formula, and pediatrician-tested kids SPF 50.
We all know I love my daily movement, whether it is walking my kids to the bus or going on a hike with friends. I like to make sure I'm always protecting my skin outdoors with Banana Boat 360 coverage.
Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Okay, this car drive was so awkward. Dorit says she suspects that something is up between Kyle and Mo because she hasn't seen them together as a couple in a very long time. Kyle says she felt like she needed a little freedom and some space. Dorit asks if she means specifically from Mo, and Kyle says away from everything.
I feel like she knew something was going on, or she read something on the internet, and she kind of made it a moment to get Kyle to open up. And Kyle did open up a little bit, just saying that she needs space. But what I really liked is all the flashbacks of you and Kyle going on vacation. That's what I really liked.
On the PJ, after I made the comment about the PJ yesterday.
Yep.
The first flashback was not on a vacation. It was just at a workout.
Oh, that's right.
Second one was on a private jet.
You were at hot yoga, right? The first one. The second one, you were going to Mexico, because I remember.
And you
that.
Know all these players. I'm like laughing as it's going up. I'm like, Tam's going to give me the business. She knows Nicole. She knows Marisela. She knows Jen. She knows all our people. Like, oh,
I'm so happy I was invited.
What about how excellent Dorit is at overselling a compliment? Where she's like, Kyle, I am obsessed with seeing your new car.
It's a car, Dorit. It's a car.
And she goes, even though I have the same one.
$165,000. It's a Range Rover. They're everywhere.
Oh my gosh.
They're everywhere. Well, Heather Mean just bought the same car.
Did she, with the white tent or the, I don't know. I have no idea. I was going to do the Lisa Barlow breakdown, but I forgot it. What about, then it's Garcelle tells Sutton about her son Jax and how he was struggling and she didn't see it. Sutton says she's a great mother and teenage boys can be assholes. I agree with that.
I agree. Totally agree. Just wait.
Yeah. Although, so can teenage girls.
Yeah. I think teenage girls are worse with their mom than teenage boys. They boys are at different times, but, you know, it's hard for any teenager. To split time between houses. And we talked about this before, like there's a time where they're like, you know what? I feel more comfortable at one house. I have more friends over here or whatever the situation. Could you imagine every other week or half the week getting up, having to go to a different house, then going to a different one? I mean, I never had to experience that because my parents remained married while I was living at home, but that's hard for a kid.
I mean, I remember having to every other weekend get on a plane, unaccompanied minor with my sister. We were fighting like crazy to fly to Indiana to hang out with my dad for pretty much two nights and fly back to South Carolina. And like, it's just, it is daunting.
I mean, I can tell you from experience, it's a punch in the stomach when your child wants to live with another parent. I mean, that's how Sydney and I started, and I didn't handle it very well. I'm like, no, it's not happening. Nope. And then it started a huge fight.
Yeah, I mean, Garcelle says that she feels like she failed and Jax is living with his dad to hurt her. I think the fact that Garcelle is giving us relatable mom issues is great. And I'm here for it. I appreciate, because I think so many of us.
Yeah, I'm actually really happy that she's bringing this to light and letting people know, like, this is it happens all the time, especially with divorced parents. Like, yeah, this is not uncommon at all.
No, definitely not uncommon. But what is uncommon is when you're surprised on your anniversary because your husband wants to surprise you with a pretty woman who's a prostitute.
Yep. I didn't have any words, but the whole awkwardness of Kyle actually driving her there. Why didn't, if it's her anniversary, why didn't he just call and say, hey, meet me here?
I don't know. I mean,
Kyle was so weird. It's like, it's supposed to be this romantic moment. And she's like, she's laughing. Kyle's like laughing and it's awkward. And
I mean, there were so many bad ideas, but Kyle tried to help PK. When PK said he was going to do it, she's like, and then another thing I don't ever want is a necklace on loan given to me on camera.
He said that. He's like, and then he snaps the box like she did. He did on Pretty
with
Woman.
The gloves and all of it.
But what I really, really, really liked, not really, I'm joking, but when they played Top Gun music and then it says Top Gun, not Pretty Woman.
I didn't see that. I didn't see it. But what I loved was seeing some of our pals, Laser and Nate and some of the other guys on the crew, because what they're doing here for anybody watching is they're breaking the fourth wall because Dorit was losing her shit.
Yeah. Why? Why was she losing her shit?
Because she thought she was going to lunch. And because she is controlling in that way, and listen, I'm controlling too. She doesn't want an element of surprise. She gets in there. She doesn't like the way it's set up. She doesn't like how anything's coming across. So she just wanted it done. So
you're filming. Come on. You have to be some kind of surprise once in a while. But I loved when Dorit called the kids and they said, Mom, stop stressing. We know everything.
Yeah.
That was really cute.
It was cute, but then...
But Dorit calling Pretty Woman her movie fantasy. What is your movie fantasy?
Well, also, I know this is going to sound bad, but at first glance, I thought Sutton was the one singing to Dorit and PK. Oh,
did you really? It was a famous singer.
It was Berlin.
Berlin, right. Yeah. Yeah. But my fantasy movie is Under the Tuscan Sun. Not that I want to get divorced, but it happened in there. But I want Eddie and I to be in Italy and Tuscany and just go jump out of the van and go, let's buy this house and live there.
I haven't seen that movie.
Oh, it's my favorite movie. I watch it once a year.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll watch it. But PK says once he arrives, once the glam team who doesn't have the body bronzer.
Take my breath away.
Oh, my God. Stop.
Just take my breath away. Go ahead. I'll sing while you're while you're explaining it.
Help my ears. Well, PK arrives. Dorit is trying to be a good sport at this moment. You can tell she's not happy with the dresses, with the look, with anything.
Okay, I'm a designer. I can't just put on any old dress. But there's a bunch of them there. Yeah, but I need to know. Take my breath away.
PK can't help himself but go in the confessional. He's like, maybe Kyle's laughing because Mauricio would never do such a thing for her. I'm like, I would hope not.
I don't want anybody to do that for me.
I don't know if this is British humor.
Oh my God. I was waiting for him to take her to a store on Rodeo Drive and say,
oh my gosh,
big mistake. Big mistake.
Huge. Huge. What's it saying about my childhood that I watched this movie on repeat? Like in the third grade, I feel like, whatever year it came out.
Is that why,
like,
you want to move to LA?
Yes, probably. I wanted Kit to be my best friend.
Oh, God.
Reach, Bev, Will. But PK, you can start to see now where their issues are a little bit. PK's like, I don't really understand the PTSD of it all. Men can never really understand things like this.
No, they get over things pretty quickly. So,
but also, like, Dorit worrying about where the kids are, all that kind of stuff. She already knew she was filming. Is she worried about the overnight aspect, or is she just upset that she doesn't have control?
Did they spend the night there?
I don't know. You think they got it in?
I don't know. When you're filming a scene like that, I mean.
Well, I can tell you what they didn't do. They didn't do a Meredith Marks or Tamara Judge bathtub scene.
I know.
Opportunity missed.
Well, it's a Pretty Woman scene. Remember when she's in the bathtub?
I know, with her toe on the thing. And I know.
Why didn't they do that?
I don't know. Well, it continues on with.
But what's with the dig to Mauricio? Why'd they do that?
I don't know. Maybe to get the heat off themselves a little bit. I'm like, you guys all just need to focus on your own marriages at this point, because both are looking a little rough.
They're both looking a little shaky right now.
But things are looking a little dicey around here.
A little bit.
Because then we get to the...
the tattoo of it all.
Oh my gosh. I didn't even realize Mauricio had a tattoo, and neither did his mom, but...
Well, did his mom care that he has a tattoo?
Apparently she cares about tattoos, because he was...
Oh!
He was taking that wine, like pretend this was a wine glass.
Yeah, but you know what? Certain religions, too, don't believe in putting tattoos on their bodies.
I think she's probably just old school and doesn't want him to have a tattoo.
Well, when your kid's in his 50s, there's certain parts you just got to give up. Like certain things just ain't going to happen.
Yeah, I think Edwin's like mom, my mom would really thought I was,
my mom really thought I was going to be a Sears catalog model. Never happened, mom. 56.
You know what? After
happen.
Our JCPenney photos yesterday, maybe we could get a Mervyn's ad.
A Mervyn's ad? a Zodi's ad. You probably don't even remember Zodi's.
What about when Mauricio's mom acts like she doesn't realize that they're on camera and she's like, Kyle, is everything okay between you and Mauricio? Because I keep seeing these articles in the press and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, aren't you guys at Portia's birthday dinner? This is not the time, Mauricio's mom.
That's when you know you've been filming a reality show for way too many years, when your mom comes up. So, any drama going on in your marriage?
Meanwhile, she's like, is this light on?
Wait, is the light on me? Is the light on me?
Yeah,
I mean, Kyle says she's been without her wedding ring and people started rumors. Well...
I think we can all feel the tension. Everybody can feel the
tension. But I feel like I can feel the tension with Kyle, her anger towards Mauricio. I mean, the camera's not lying. You can definitely see tension there. And she comes across a little bit mean for picking a fight with him.
I think it's, you know, I think it's hard. I think clearly they're not in a good communicatory space. And she is at the irritation level and he's at the avoidance level. So
for sure. You can tell she's so irritated with him.
And when one person is avoiding, and even when he's like, hey, Babine, how's it going? And she's like we didn't just see each other 2 seconds ago.
Right.
Like,
well, I will agree with Kyle on one thing she said. And she says that tattooing your husband's name is a jinx. And I had tattooed Simon's name on my ring.
Where?
On my ring finger in hot pink ink.
Let me see it.
It's gone. Hot pink ink. And I went and had several laser.
So OC of you.
I know. I lasered it off a few times. It wouldn't go anywhere because it was too fresh and the color pink is very hard to get rid of. So then I went in and saw Terry Dubrow and he cut it out of my finger. So one of my, this ring finger is smaller than this one because he took a big chunk of skin and then it was the most fucking painful thing I've ever done. You wouldn't think it was. Holy shit. And I didn't
even finger tattoos hurt.
Yeah. Oh my God. I know. So I literally did it to surprise Eddie, you know, when we were filming together, because it was still on there. I just had a ring over it. And I was literally laying in bed. I was going to show him on camera the next day. My hand was laying over the bed. And Terry said, do you want like any pain pills? I'm like, no, I'm sure it's my finger. Like, I don't need pain pills. Throbbing. I was like almost crying in the middle of the night. And I couldn't even let him see it.
Oh, my gosh. Well, did Simon get you tattooed on him?
Yeah, it's on his arm. He probably changed it to camera or something.
Tamrat.
Tamrat. Oh my god.
Oh my gosh. Okay. I feel like Kyle's tagline next season in Beverly in Beverly Hills, snitches don't get stitches, they get tattoos.
She come back to be tatted from head to toe.
But
I mean, Kyle just does not have a good poker face. You know exactly how she's feeling all the time. If she's annoyed, like she's happy.
I feel like I know some other people like that too.
Who? Me?
No. You don't pretend to like, neither of us pretend very well.
No, no.
I tend to like the same type of general human. Like, I don't like to be bullshitted. Call me out.
Me too. I don't sugarcoat shit. Yeah, I just don't sugarcoat shit. I think people have a hard time with people that are very direct. Tell it like it is. Don't sugarcoat shit. And just like, it, you know, this is the way it is.
I don't really get that saying, by the way. Would anybody even want sugarcoated shit? Like, well,
it's basically saying, you know, if there's some shit out there, I'm not sugarcoating it. I'm telling you exactly how it is.
Then we're headed to Vegas for Crystal's 40th birthday, which looked really beautiful, really nice, which once again, they panned back to a scene between me and Kyle where we share a room in Provence.
Oh, that's right.
And they essentially, it's Dorit, like, I think it's odd that two women would share a bed. And then they show pillowcases that say Kyle and Dorit in the same bed. I'm dead.
I was actually dead because Dorit didn't bring her glam.
Well, Dorit can pull, as long as it's only an overnight trip, she sometimes won't bring glam because her hair will last and she can do her makeup.
Yeah, I can do my makeup. I can't do my hair.
I was surprised Crystal brought glam until I realized it was her birthday. And then I was thinking, okay, yeah, maybe if it was my birth, I don't know. I probably still wouldn't. I would just find glam in Vegas, but.
How many trips have these ladies taken to Vegas over the years? It's like OC in Mexico. It's just crazy.
But then we see 4 hours later, the women are at Magic Mike. Sutton storms off and says she wants her mic taken off. Sutton and Kyle start fighting.
What happened?
Well, she seems to be very upset at the Magic Mike show. What we know from just, I think we learned in the Erica Jane interview that we had, Sutton flipped out about the performances of Magic Mike was actually kind of
raunchy,
rude. Well, no, kind of rude to Magic Mike. It's like when Real Housewives of New York were shading Catch. You know, like it's not, if you promote your business or your show on these shows, you hope that you're not going to get pummeled. Or you go to dinner somewhere, you're hoping not going to be, this food's disgusting. But I think she flips out because she's a very classy woman and she doesn't want to be seen.
She don't want to be seen at Magic Mike. I'll tell you, I went to Magic Mike a couple of years ago.
I know. I saw you on stage.
Yeah, I was on stage. But I talked to the publicist there about going to Magic Mike on OC.
Here's the thing. If you are going to be uncomfortable, it takes one Google search to see what the show of Magic Mike is like.
By the way, Magic Mike is not disgusting and raunchy. I went, I lived it, I saw it. They have their clothes on, they're dancing, they're doing all the things that with their clothes on.
I know, but I think where she loses it is when they like open. It looks like Erica's legs, but I don't know.
It's Erica. She does it on stage all the time. Who cares?
I know. And they're not, it's not even too Sutton. But then somebody says, I think in the trailer, Sutton, are you upset that you weren't one of the ones called up or something like that? I just think, you know what you're going to if you're going to Magic Mike. If you're easily offended and it is going to bother you,
don't go.
Or maybe.
Yeah, don't go. I mean, we had a cast member that did not want to go to my bachelor party in Mexico at the time, bachelorette party, because
there was going to be a stripper.
There was going to be strippers there. And she had, you know, said that I don't want to, and she didn't go. I said, you're more than welcome to go, but she did not go.
Yeah. So don't, you knew. So if you're going to go and make a big thing of it, but then I'm confused what Kyle and Sutton are going to be fighting about. So I guess we're going to have to stay tuned.
Can't wait.
Who knows? But I feel like, I don't know, maybe I'm wrong here, but I feel like the curtain is being unveiled on how Sutton really acts.
Okay. Well, can't wait for next week.
Well, we'll stay tuned. So we're going to take a little break and then we will come back and talk all things Miami.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience you have to feel to believe.
It smells great, incredibly light on your skin, not greasy, amazing. Plus, no chemical smell, since it's aerosol-free.
Better control means coverage you can count on with a precision pump to get all your big and little spots.
Plus, your new favorite sprayer is refillable. Save time and money, which means more fun in the sun from your friends at Banana Boat.
To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection.
If the sun's out, the fun's out. So be ready with all new Banana Boat 360 Advanced Control Mist.
It's available in Banana Boat High Performance, Water Resistant Sport Formula, and Pediatrician Tested Kids SPF 50.
We all know I love my daily movement, whether it is walking my kids to the bus or going on a hike with friends. I like to make sure I'm always protecting my skin outdoors with Banana Boat 360 coverage.
Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon. Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret. Pack your bags with just-arrived swim, cover-ups, corset tops, and other sexy silhouettes.
When the sun goes down, opt for bold and blingy styles, like the made-to-be-seen very sexy push-up bra from the Very Sexy Collection. In on-trend hues like black shine, green, and citron.
For a glam statement, pair them with your favorite jeans and bring the heat.
Because life is better in a bikini. Rewind to the future with the VS Archives Swim Collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
For endless out-of-office options, mix and match with Victoria's Secret's wide range of bikini tops and bottoms that offer you every type of coverage, from full to cheeky to minimal. Now in this season's must-have shades and patterns.
Add the finishing touch with the limited edition Bombshell Escape fragrance, a free-spirited take on the iconic Victoria's Secret scent. Dive into a vibrant blend of juicy guava, lush palms, and summer glow peony.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
So now we are back to talk about all things Miami. It starts off with the conversation about Todd posting a video on social media apologizing to Anthony. Alexia was unaware he was going to do it publicly. Here's the thing. Publicly apologizing, I would have been fine with, but anything over 45 seconds is completely unnecessary.
I mean... yeah, it was a little long.
9 minutes is longer than a podcast.
I mean, I don't even know what he said for 9 minutes because they had to jump 4 minutes, 5 minutes, 6 minutes, 5 minutes. I know that Alexia was a little bit like, oh, God. I mean, you can't shame a guy for apologizing. So I won't say anything about that. Like, it was nice that he apologized. And I think that guys in, you know, on Housewives Husbands, they don't get it completely. And they're like, well, I'm going to go online. I'm going to apologize. Like, it probably would have been easier. It would have hit better if he would have just called. But I'm sure, like, publicly he was getting shamed. So he thought if he did it publicly.
He was doing it for the public versus.
I think he was doing it for both. But I think that, you know, had Alexia known about it, she would have said, listen, dude, 45 minutes. That's it.
Yeah.
But well, you know how our husbands are.
I know. But, I'm also realizing right away with Alexia's self-reflection, is she trying to create a new narrative to who she is this season?
I think that, I mean, we haven't seen enough of the season yet, but I think that she probably got a lot of shit last season and she's coming back and she's watched herself and maybe she wants to change certain things about herself, but I don't think it's necessary. I think that she is who she is and I think she should continue to be who she is.
Well, she was by the end of the episode. She forgot about changing herself. But the problem is I hadn't forgotten about the past season. That's for sure. No matter how hard she tried to rewrite history. But I do enjoy watching her. And I think she shares a lot.
Yeah.
And truthfully, I just love Frankie. Like I could watch her all the time just because of Frankie is so awesome and so sweet and so kind. But then we get to how it's been almost a year and Lisa and Lenny are still not divorced. Lisa says it's getting uglier by the day because she's contesting the prenup.
Every time Lenny's name was brought up in front of her boyfriend, Jody, is that his name? I just went, no, like, stop talking about him.
No, I know.
I mean, if you're going to talk about him when Jody's not there.
Yeah, like, but is Jody ever not there? I mean, he's there when she's
Do they
glam.
Live together? No, they don't live together.
He lives in Adriana's old house.
Yeah, that's right.
So that was an awkward moment when Adriana's like, I bet. In her confessional, she's like, I bet they're looking up at the wall.
The same ceiling that I looked up saying,
when I was having sex.
Yes, more.
No.
I just know that, like, I wouldn't want to hear Eddie vent about his ex-wife or ex-wife-to-be. I mean, I know they're filming a reality show, but I think that that's going to get pretty old quickly.
I just want to be like, don't worry, Jody. We, too, are sick of hearing about Lenny.
The world is sick of hearing about him.
Oh, my gosh. We need to talk about this picture that Lenny posted the other day. Lenny? No, it was sent. I don't know if he posted but you guys just go down the rabbit hole. I'm not going to say anymore. I just want you to go into the photo and
wait. It's on Lenny's profile, like on Instagram.
It was. I don't know if it still is, but anywho, even when Lenny calls during the confessional,
I pulled up Lenny Kravitz.
It's Lenny.
Okay, what you mean his Halloween costume? What are we looking at?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wow.
I can't.
Okay.
I can't. There's more that I saw in that picture than I ever needed to see.
Yeah. Okay. What did you think about Lisa's court outfit?
Was that like a pair? It was like
leggings with ace.
No, it was like the Grease jumpsuit. Outfit. It was like what is her name? Sandy from Greece.
Right, right.
I was like, what is going on?
I'm like, oh, maybe you shouldn't be so, you know, out there.
I was like, is this your conservative look?
Maybe a little suit would have been a little bit better.
But I also want to know what he was needed to Venmo her for. Like, she's like, can you Venmo me for the purchases? And you can tell he hasn't signed off to have his voice on camera because then it's just no response. Then we get into Dr. Nicole discussing renovating their new home that is worth $21.5 million.
Yeah.
Then Gertie comes to visit the new house. Gertie says she is not in a good place with Larsa. Gertie said that Larsa was the fakest on the virtual reality tea podcast. Then Gertie says she does not have time for it. She got a call from her gynecologist asking her to come in for a biopsy. My takeaways from this episode, from this portion, was I want to go to Miami and stay with Dr. Nicole.
I know. Can I just live in the house when it's renovated? I'll just live when it's renovated. Just put a tent out in that yard overlooking the ocean. That would be amazing. But Nicole says that getting married is not a top priority.
I get it. I mean, she's already engaged.
But they're engaged. They have a child. Like, do you think like she doesn't have the time to plan this huge wedding or something? Like, I mean, there's always Gertie. She can do it. But
I don't think that Nicole does anything halfway.
Right.
So I think if she's feeling overwhelmed with doing the house, working, filming Miami, like all of it, I'm actually going to have her on while we're at BravoCon. So I'm going to ask her. But my assumption is when they do have this wedding, it is going to be over the top and to the nines. And she just doesn't have the bandwidth for it right now.
Yeah,
that's my guess.
And Larsa says in her confessional that Gertie named her the fakest because she wanted press. I mean, let's face it. Larsa has like over 4 million followers or something crazy like that.
I can't say this. Like, it, Larsa doesn't, has always seemed like she's quite direct with the women. I mean, maybe she's not the most authentic about everything that she personally does, maybe, but she does seem like she's not a fake friend. Like, she is going to tell you, like,
I'm telling you right now, the time I spent with her in Scotland, she is a girl's girl. She is. She's like super sweet and nice. You can tell, like, I really, really like her.
Then Marisol, Kiki, and Alexia meet for drinks. Kiki asks if Adriana is invited to Alexia's party, and Alexia says she is not there with her yet. After New York, Adriana decided to go on a press tour, and Alexia doesn't trust her.
Can I tell you how many times it bugged me when they said, when we were in New York, can't you just say at the reunion?
Yeah, just say the reunion.
Just say the reunion. They flash back to it.
We know. You guys weren't on like a group trip to New York hanging out. Like, you were at the freaking reunion. And yeah. Just somebody told them to say that, and so they kept saying it. But then Marisol says Adriana cut her to the bone. She is done with Adriana forever after her comments on her boyfriend and the letter she wrote for her liver. Okay. If Adriana cut,
you can't even make this shit up.
Yeah, I mean, if Adriana cut somebody to the bone, it's more Alexia talking about her son. Then Marisol, like, Marisol jokes about her cockies and drinks all the time.
I know. But whenever a cast member says they're done with somebody, it usually means they'll be best friends next season.
Yeah.
Or next episode.
Well, know what Marisol's dress reminded me of?
Which one? What are we talking about?
You don't remember the dress she had on that, like, it, that reminded me of your bathing suits that you gifted your cast and...
Oh, the one with the,
hairy tit bathing suit.
Okay, so Jean Paul Gaultier has a whole line of these dresses. I even thought about getting one for BravoCon. They're literally, they're not cheap either. And it's a naked body. Some of them have pierced nipples. Like, I'm like, let's do this.
I know. You can also get the bathing suits on Amazon and give them to everybody like Tam. But
I did.
Marisol wore it tonight.
Because I'm too cheap to give them all Jean Paul Gaultier.
But then Adriana and Alexia meet up to talk, and Adriana tells Alexia that in the 13 years they've known each other, she's never done anything to hurt her. What? Okay, first off, the amount of time that Adriana must have spent to try to figure out where to get an outfit that says peace on it
and then
and
the
get
flag.
A white flag for Alexia not to even get even, the joke.
She doesn't even get it. She's like, huh? What?
She didn't get the white flag reference. She didn't get the none
did you
of it.
Find it funny or did you find it cringe? Do you like your housewife with a prop or not?
I feel like Miami, I feel like if you're Alexia and you're saying you don't like props, you should probably have a real conversation with Marisol, because there wasn't an episode last season that didn't she like, remember one time she'd have a cocky, then the next time she'd have like a blowhorn. Like, every single time she had a prop.
Well, I will say that Alexia did the right thing by inviting her, because it's an all cast event.
Yeah.
So all cast should be there.
And I do think that Adriana says things that she regrets, doesn't necessarily think through them. But I think a lot of what Adriana does is because I think she's sad that she's not a full time housewife.
Did you notice that Marisol was pretending she wasn't going to go after she was like fully glam?
She was in the middle of glam. Yeah, like, don't bullshit a bullshitter, Marisol. You're in glam. We see the woman's like this. Mm-hmm. It's like, I just don't know if I'm going to make it.
Yeah.
Glam's giving her a smoky eye and like a tight updo.
I'm kind of busy right now. I don't think I could do that.
I was like, please. Of course she shows up. But all the husbands being in the middle of that fight.
And then each one of them like,
get me out of here. I felt like there was a scene that was really cute between a couple here. Do you know what it is?
Larsa and...
Yes!
Marcus? Yeah. I'm telling you, they are so cute together. He loves her so much.
Like, they couldn't even have two people separating them while they were standing at a table. She's like, you feel so far away from me.
Yeah, that's how they were in Scotland.
Oh, my gosh. Well, very sweet. But Todd wasn't that sweet because he had time to do a 9-minute apology, but then not attend the event. But then why do you think Alexia have to make it so awkward and pretend that they were getting a divorce?
I know, it was very dramatic. Not getting a divorce. Very dramatic. I mean, what I do like is that Larsa wasted no time whatsoever. She just went right over to Gertie and just leaned right in.
she went in. But then it's like you can start to see, like, had we not known that there was her gynecologist wanted a biopsy, at this point, you're like, what the hell is Gertie doing? Like, she's not even like it.
Yeah.
But then when she grabs Larsa and like holds her and says, like, I'm going to need you to come for me. But was she saying comfort me?
Comfort, I think. Right.
I couldn't tell if she was saying comfort me or come for me, like come get me.
But did you think that Larsa got aggressive or was Gertie elevating things?
I think she was just annoyed and then Gertie didn't really have a good response to it.
Yeah.
Like she's like, well, how am I fake? And she's like, she didn't really have an answer.
Didn't have an answer.
So like if you're going to call somebody something.
How many times have you been put on the spot doing a podcast or something live or an interview and you get asked a question that you really don't want to answer and you didn't put this out there, but you have to answer and you're like, Larsa, you know, like,
yeah.
And then it's like, oh shit. And then the press runs with it and it gets dirty. And
yeah, I think it's going to be a little. It's going to be hard to watch as things progress here throughout because you can tell that Gertie's struggling. What about when Nicole burns her purse?
Her purse.
Her brand new Dior bag that she just got. And then they even like pan to it. Her reaction at first is like, oh my gosh, you guys burned my purse. And then she's like, Oh well.
I'll get another one.
It's probably as expensive. I mean, because then she threw in that it was something like ostrich or who knows what she said. But I was like, I wonder if that purse. Oh my gosh,
$6,500.
At first, I thought that little message that popped up said $65,000, and I was like, it's more than Lisa Barlow's ring.
Oh my god,
$6,500. But she was very calm. Nicole, I think.
But I like how she said, you guys, she's the one that put it down, didn't she?
I don't know. I think they moved it. And then it, no idea. But then they showed the little burn mark. Then Alexia thanks Marisol for being there. And Marisol says she's there for Alexia. And Julia says Marisol has a selfish attitude putting Alexia in that position. Julia gets real heated.
Julia is showing up.
I liked her this episode.
Me too.
Like, I felt like she was giving more in the confessional. She's opening up.
More at home. I mean, I could live that goat. Like, could you imagine?
Why did they think that putting the diaper over the goat's penis would protect from the poop coming out of its butthole?
Exactly. I'm like, what? That doesn't make any sense. And all of a sudden, it just starts spitting out like a slot machine. Little turds flying
little
everywhere.
Turds, and then then she has to make a shake right after. Like this giving me nausea. Well, then Marisol wants Alexia to stand up for her in this moment. And she's like, now's your time to step in. Julia tells Marisol, you're actually the problem in this group. Do you agree that Marisol is the dark cloud over the group?
No, I don't think so. I think they're all dark clouds. I mean, no, I don't. I really don't.
It just kind of feels like to me, like Alexia didn't give Marisol the memo that she was coming back a whole new person this season to hold her mojito.
I kind of feel like Alexia and Marisol are going to get into it this season.
I think there's going to be an Alexia versus Marisol.
I think so too.
Which is going to be awkward for... Well, I mean, I don't know.
When Marisol looked at Alexia for backup and Alexia didn't say anything, I feel like, ooh, there's going to be a problem.
Well,
I think, por favor.
Yeah, but especially because in that moment, once again, Julia was stepping in to speak for Adriana.
Yeah.
So that's when they normally all have each other's backs. But right. I think Alexia's like, nope,
nope. Not I'm a new into this trap person. Anymore. I am not doing that anymore. Would you be embarrassed if you had a party at your house with couples and your husband did not attend?
I think if my husband was out of town and it was already planned.
Did they say why he didn't attend?
He said he didn't want to because he didn't want conversations to be about that apology. I'm like, well, news for you. It was the first thing Alexia brought up.
Yeah. And it's on the entire national
group.
And it's on, not only is it on social media, it's on national TV.
What about when all the guys are sitting outside and they're like, now we're out here.
I know.
Drinking at Todd's, eating cigars.
Smoking cigars.
Hold on. But then we see scenes for next week that they have to move out of that place. So Todd may have been booked up. He's got some shit going on. I'm assuming.
They gotta move out of that. I didn't watch. I was so exhausted at that point. I did not watch.
Or didn't say next scenes. It was like the super tease for this season. Yeah.
I mean, I love that house. The fact that they just their cars elevate right up to their living room. I mean, it is one of the coolest houses I've seen.
So who knows what he was busy doing, but probably trying to figure out how to get that handled.
That makes me sad.
But I wouldn't be annoyed if my husband had plans and I planned something last minute and he couldn't attend. I would be annoyed if he just didn't want to confront a situation and was like, no, thanks.
Yeah. Well, I will say if Alexia can move on with Adriana, is that her name? Adriana. Yeah. If she can move on with Adriana, who mentioned Frankie, that's hard when someone mentions your kids. It's hard to move on with somebody. I'm sure Marisol can move on. Are you a grudge holder?
Depends on the person, to be honest. Yeah. It depends on the person, what happened. And like, I would say I'm much harder on people that I'm super close with.
Yeah.
Than I am like a casual, like whatever. Like I think in general, I could hold a grudge.
Oh, great. Can't wait to piss you off next.
Well, I haven't held a grudge with you yet. And with our track records, that's pretty good that we still,
I know,
love each other.
I just ignore people when they piss me off.
I know, and I don't appreciate it, so I stopped you.
And that's why I know that
answer.
You keep calling me, and I'm like, I know it pisses her off, so I'm not going to answer.
But then you always give in, because I'm just that annoying.
You're just aggressive.
I'm aggressive. Well, thanks, you guys, for tuning in. We will have lots more tea to be spilled from BravoCon.
This is our last podcast, right? Before BravoCon.
Yeah.
Wow.
Tea will be coming. You know, last year at BravoCon, people were so excited to share information with us for us to share, aka leak. So bring it on, ladies.
Yeah, I can't wait to leak some more information. Bye.
Bye.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and it's incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage you can count on.
To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable.
From sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+, Banana Boat 360 coverage is a go-to in my house. I make sure to spray myself before I play outside with my kids. Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.